Okay, so my name's Megan. This is just kind of an introduction into like my little life. My little life's kind of sad, not gonna lie. I'm 16. I'm in high school. It's summer 19. Summer 19 check. As the TikTokers say, you know, I be living that Gucci fly life. Just your average teenage girl. I can't drive, aka I don't have a job. Finna be a junior this year, but guess what? I have no money. Not gonna lie, wish I was funny. Ooh, that rhymed. So, I've always admired comedians. I like to think I'm a comedian. But I don't really have the type of friends that work well with comedian. I'm very comedic. I like to think. I mean, I'm always making jokes and shit, like I'm funny or something. And then they just sit there and they're like, So, fast forward to now. I only got two friends. You know, I'm single. We chillin' a single Pringle. I live in Texas. I say y'all a lot. I don't really think I have an accent. But when I go up to my sailing camp in Mystic, Connecticut, my heart will be there forever. When I go up there, oh no, I'm howdy cowgirl. Like, I'm a country bumpkin to them. Because there's something about the way I say, like, depends, or when I say tin, and they're like, are you talking about a can? And I'm like, no, we don't call them tin cans. What kind of person with their head up their ass says tin cans? Hey, you, can you hand me that tin can? I don't even know people who say pail. The only reference that I know, like, the only pail I know is people pointing out me. She pale. Oh, she pale. Shit, damn. Didn't know what these were judges out here. Yeah, so I'm a ginger minus the red hair. I have strawberry blonde. When I was little, I would always make fun of other redhead kids. I'd be like, they're not a redhead, they're strawberry blonde. Oh, they auburn. Now look where I am now. I started getting older, I was like, fuck. Like, walk past the mirror thinking I look, you know, Meredith from Brave. And I'm like, fuck. Oh wait, I'm blonde. Yeah. Strawberry blonde. I used to call it dirty strawberry blonde. And then I got made fun of. And I was like, okay. Sorry, guys. Didn't realize I was out here offending y'all's asses with this. So, yeah. I'm broke. I was actually, right before making this little segment, scrummaging. Who the fuck? Scrummaging. Yeah, I was out here scrummaging for some snacks. Looking like a snack. Just kidding, I look like a rat. Anywho. I was out here rummaging. Hey, English major who? Yeah, so I was out here looking for some Apple earbuds. Because, you know, I lost mine. Because, you know, we only hear broke. And I found some. The microphone works, which is why you can hear my lovely ass voice right here. But the earbuds do not. So I'm trying to listen to music and shit, and I'm sitting there like, damn, am I really going deaf? I knew I had some hearing loss, but I didn't realize it was this bad. And then I go into like some store or some shit, and I'm like, my mom's like, take out your earbuds. Sorry, she don't talk like that. I promise she does not talk like that. But, so I go to the store. Y'all, I'm walking around my house right now. My cat looking like she finna kill my ass. Damn, kitty, what did I do to you? Bitch. The fuck? Anywho. So, you know. I have a little bit of hearing loss, but I really thought I was out here, like, deaf. And my mom was like, take out your earbuds. Like, that's rude. Because, you know, we got some strict parents. Just kidding. We got a strict mother. I like to say I disown my father, but I'm still forced to see him every Sunday. Fuck. Anywho. So, yeah. Just a little. I'm going to put out a little awkward silence. This is y'all's time, y'all's break to take a good little piss. You know, like, you've been drinking too much iced tea like me, and you're like, shit, I need a pee. Oh, fuck, I just peed my pants. You know, I'm just kidding. Ooh, ooh. What's that? Oh, shit, is that a rat? Y'all, that's my favorite Vine, and I saw that this year. I saw that, like, two weeks ago. Okay, we'll get back to that. Ooh, memory loss. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, my hearing. So I take out my earbuds, right? Because I have this strict mother. And she's like, that's rude. You look detached. You know, like, unattached from the conversation. I was like, bitch, I got depression. I'm always unattached. Oh, sorry. I probably shouldn't joke about that. But we stay out here joking about things we shouldn't be joking about. That's okay. Anyways, so yeah, I'm, you know, just living my life. I walk into a store. Ma'am, I accidentally, like, I don't butt down my friend or anything. Or, like, you know, my boyfriend. Just kidding, I'm single. Can't do with that shit. I get too tired. Like, okay. Anyways, my music starts playing, and it's like, you know, like, bitch, fuck you, fuck you, you know, like, some, like, hard-ass rap music, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, shoot, dagnabbit, how'd that get on my phone? And my mom's over here like, what are you listening to? Turn that off! I'm just sitting there like, fuck, now I'm grounded. Damn, she's gonna take my iPad away. I actually didn't get a phone till, oh, fuck, what was it? Eighth grade. Had my first phone in eighth grade. Guess what it was? A Galaxy S3 that my mom's coworker found in his drawer. No. I know what you're thinking. Damn, I'm old. Uh-uh. I'm 16. When I had my Galaxy S3 in the 8th grade, the Galaxy S8 was coming out. Some shit like that. I don't keep up with Androids. I'm an iPhone bitch. That's why I was so pissed off. I was like, damn, you giving me an Android and it's 5, like, episode, I don't know, series behind what's coming out now? Are you serious? Damn, I know you got this shit for free, but, like, yeah, I mean, so, you know, it is how it is. But, okay, so let's go back. Let's go back to this whole dating thing. So, I'm 16. I'm on a drill team. Little did I know, people basically outside of southern areas, got the little southern spiel, southern life, southern living. Don't know what drill team is. For all you girls, you know, like the Rockettes, like the little girls in their boots and their hats, and they up there kicking with their little feet, and they're like basically dancers that occasionally like band march in boots and hats. You know, puss in boots. Oh shit, I just came up with that. Get it? Cause I'm a pussy. I scared of everything. Ooh. We terrified. We not irritating. We terrified. Yeah, basically, also, my whole life revolves around comedy, memes, vines. Oh, shit, what's that? Originality? Bitch, who the fuck swerve? You know, we're not on some original shit. And I was, okay, so I go to sailing camp, right? We'll get back to the boys later. Yeah, I have ADHD, so I'm jumping around like, oh, shit. What's that? A solid conversation, bitch? Fuck you. But yeah, so... Wow, it's been 10 minutes. Y'all must be fucking tired of me. Give me some Netflix special. Give me some episodes. I need a whole series for this shit. Okay, so I go to sailing camp, right? I know. Sailing camp! Sounds so lame. It's actually awesome. We stay on a historic boat. I go out and sail. Okay, so this year I was a CIT, counselor in training. You know, I was kind of nervous. Like, oh shit, I'm have to work with, like, 5 other kids. I probably, like, they probably won't like me. We were best friends, pretty much. Even though there was this one girl that I was like, oh, she doesn't like me. And I was like, you know what? So fuck you, bitch. I don't know who asked you for your information, for your eye rolls. You don't think I'm funny? Yo, I really can't stand when I make a joke. And bitches just sit there looking at me like, what, did you say something? Okay. You know, I really don't like when, like, people can't even, like, crack a smile. But me, when somebody says something, I'm not making some, like, resting bitch face. But, like, if somebody says something that I just, you know, not to be rude, but I just don't think is funny, I have such a hard time. I'm like... I'm, like, in my head, like, damn, oh, that wasn't funny, what do I do? And I'm, like, most awkward, and I just kind of sit there, I'm, like, And I had one girl, like, start talking shit. She was, like, she didn't laugh at my joke. I said, bitch, because you were talking about being a lesbian. I was actually uncomfortable. What was that? She's talking with these guys, like, oh, yeah, pussy. And I'm sitting there, like, well, I mean, besides me having one, that's the only, like, I don't understand. She's talking about, like, oh, yeah, I was eating. I was like, sorry, I'm, what? I don't know what that is. I don't want to know what that is. That sounds nasty. Like, you unholy bitch, get to church. Sorry, I'm not super religious. I want to be. I go to church. I'm a good East Texan girl that goes to church almost every Sunday, you know, when she in town. But, like, no. I wish I was, but... I joke about too much shit. Like, I go to heaven, I'd be like, hey, can I get in? Like, knocking on the gate. So, like, bitch, you make jokes and you cuss. But get the fuck out of here. You know, the angel's, like, cussing me out. Like, bitch, get the fuck. I'm over there like, wait. What happened there? Why are you cussing me? They're like, that's a taste of your own medicine. I was like, I like that medicine. I don't mind. Shit, I'm in high school. What do you think? I was walking through the hallways, and, you know, me as a freshman, I was, like, scurrying through the hallways, like, gotta get to class, and I bumped this girl. Oh, East Texas, we have some ghetto people. I'm not gonna discriminate. We have Hispanic ghettos. We have African-American ghettos. We have white ghettos. We have all the ghettos. I know some Asian girl that's a ghetto, and I'm like, like, you can be ghetto too. I just haven't seen that before. So I'm a little caught off guard. But, like, I was walking, I brushed past this girl. She, bitch, what the fuck you doing? I was like, I'll give you money. Like, I was so terrified of, like, older kids. I'll give you money. I'm trying to go to class. And her friend shoved her and was like, bitch, she's trying to get to class. You don't see her scurrying? She's trying to get to class. And I was like, oh, my heart goes out to you. That one bitch, I didn't know your name. My heart goes out to you. You know, saving me from getting my ass whooped. Sorry, I have asthma. Just kidding, it's not that bad though. But anyways, so like... Oh, let's get back to this. We can talk about boys. So I'm 16, right? I've had 1, 2, 4 boyfriends. Had my first boyfriend in 7th grade, even though, like, I wouldn't say that any of them were actual relationships. But, like, so I'm kind of scared of commitment. Like, I get tired of your ass after a while. I'm like, oh, you look the same as you have for the past 10 months. No, I'm sorry. Me on the second month, I'm like, oh, shit. This ain't nothing new. We've been knowing about you and your weird. Like, I was sitting in bed, last night, and I posted the cringiest thing on my private story. It was on my private story, I promise. And I was like, I just wish I had somebody to love. Yes. Sorry. Oh, that sounds really love. I get the love bug. You've been bit by the love. I'm gonna walk around like somebody's like, oh, I really love Southern girls. I turn around, love. I actually don't like Southern boys, though. Like, I'm sorry. The Southern accent, you're dumb. You're dumb. You uncultured swine. You dumb. You know, I'm over here, like, sound like I run the horse rodeo. You dumb, bitch. You dumb. I told you, Sally, she was dumb. She started dating her cousin. I said, that's Johnny. She said, no, it ain't. I said, put on your damn glasses, girl. That's John. You know. But I just love sailing camp. Like, my heart goes out to sailing camp. I had this one guy. So, I figured out my type. So, okay. Let me give you a mental picture. I'm 5'6". I'm not a skinny queen. I weigh 150. Depending on the days, I go back and forth like a bitch. Like, my body's like, oh, shit, you saying you 150? We 145 now. Don't be telling people that. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm 145. They're like, bitch, you a cow. You 150. I don't know why you go around asking like you skinny and shit. Okay, anyways. But according to my BMI scale that I keep on my refrigerator, I'm average. Wish I was a little bit skinnier. People call it thick. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I have no ass. I don't know what you... Thick. You thick. I'm like, quit being nice. I don't need that. I got the hater in my head. Just don't even bring it up. So I'm pretty self-conscious, right? Okay. But, oh... And we've already talked about how I'm pale. I love skinny boys. Now, I'm not talking about scrawny. I want some muscle, but not like those big Hulk boys. I'm like, if you, like, run some track, maybe you, like, in soccer or some shit. You know, you could even be in football. Our quarterback, he lanky. Lanky, that's the right word. Little bit of muscle, but, like, kind of a toothpick. Basically, we're like, your chest doesn't look like you're 5 and like a toothpick. You know, you got some pecs, but they don't really stick out that much. You can see, you're like, they're a little bit there. So that's my type. Also, dark hair. I will look at a blonde, I'll be like, oh, he's cute. But the blonde hair, I just can't. I don't know what it is about blonde hair. Girls, you can take them blondies. You can take them, them Ross Lynch looking, over here looking like Princess Diana in his little suit. No, I'm just kidding. He's weird, though. Like, I saw something here that was like, they'll be sleeping on, they won't be sleeping on Ross. I'm like, bitch, I stay snoozing on that hoe. I don't even, what is he in now? Jeffrey Dahmer? Shit, what? Okay, hi again, back to where we were. So my type, lanky. I don't like the blonde dudes. You can keep them. I like the brunette. You know, not super scrawny, not, you know, a little muscle. Mostly that's the track boys. That's how they built. And then also, the height, like, so, like, I, okay, I'll go to sailing camp. There's this boy. Oh, he was fine. I really liked. I liked him. Lives in Rhode Island though, so you know. Can't do that. Anyways, he was 5'2", and I was like, "Yeah, I'm 5'2". He was 6'2", and I was like, "Yeah, I'm 5'6". And he was like, "No, you're not." And I was like, "Yeah, I am." He's like, "I was like, I'm like a foot taller than you." I was like, "Well, maybe that's because I have bad posture." And I slack all the time. Maybe that's why. But also, guys that are tan. If you're tanner than me, bingo. You also need to be tan throughout. I'm not talking no, yeah, my arms are tan, but when I, you know, when I'm not wearing a shirt. Oh, Jesus. I've just seen the pearly gates themselves. I've been blinded by the light. Every time I see something like flashes in my face, or we're talking about how pale like the backside of my arms is, you know, and they're like, "Oh, I've been blind." I was blinded by the light. They're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Singing." God. Oh, let's talk about one other thing. I, you know, tried to disown my father, right? You know, I flex on him. You know, I make dad jokes. So, I used to be a cheerleader. Or like, okay, that's not really a good example. But like, any time that we're listening to YouTube, or I'm like listening to a song on YouTube, or like watching a video, mostly when song, 'cause you know I'm about to break out the like, yeah, you know, you can see the dad dance moves, like the shoulder moving, you know, the head popping, you know, that little chicken neck thing, like, oh, boom, whoa, whoa, oh, whoa, you know. So an ad will come on, you know, like you listen to your favorite song and then an ad comes on. I'm over here like, oh, this is my jam. Oh, this is my. Oh yeah, you already know this is my jam. I'm trying to think of other one. You know the blinded by the light. You know, like, it's like, oh, why'd you put that in my face? Now I can't see. I was blinded by the light. Rift up like a doge, another roller in the night. Those weren't the right lyrics. I wasn't really born in the 80s, guys. Oh. Decades. Let's talk about that. I'm a 03 baby. 2003. But guess what? I was raised like a 90s baby. Because my brother was born in 1990. And guess what? With my deepest series voice, I used all his stuff, hand-me-downs. You know, like, where's Carmen Sandiego? Where my 90 babies at? I know you know. I know you know. I know you know. You know. Anyways, enough about me. Let's hear something about you. No, I'm just kidding. Somebody starts talking. Well, you know, I moved down from South Dakota. Who was you? How'd you get on my? You know, the door was open, so I just came on it. Intruder. Anybody else like scared of intruders? You know what I need to watch? Sex Education. Sorry, I'm scrolling through Netflix right now. Trying to find the comedies. I'm looking for this one girl. We listen to SiriusXM, right? And we listened to this one, and she was talking about, like, she's Hispanic, but, like, where are the comedies? Oh my gosh. We'll find him. Well, kids TV. I did not sign up for this. No kids TV. So, I'm not gonna lie. This is part three. Sips tea. I already had a part three. But I just deleted that shit. That shit was terrible. I don't even know what I was saying. You know, when you get to that point at night when you're just like drunk off of your words. Like I know we've all had that moment. There are just several times in life when you can be drunk without even having alcohol. One of them being tired as shit. Another one of them, funny enough, is honestly just being a child. Honestly, I feel like I could say that most of us have done this, but I know me as a child, all I ever did was pretend to be drunk. Like, I'd be sipping my chocolate milk like, yo, did you see the game last night? I saw it, and then Sally came in the room and told me to go to bed, and I was like, you know what, you a bitch for that. You know, like, of course, you know, I definitely didn't say that, but I definitely had no idea what I was saying. I was just rumbling on and on as, like, second grade year old me is just like, hey, let's get this chocolate milk, you know, like. But I mean, like, honestly, we all pretended like that. Like, kids are just so weird. Like, why? What are we doing as children? Like, honestly, most of the time, I could not tell you I knew what I was doing. I would eat things. You know, you're just sitting in class and you see a crayon and you're like, that, you know, that looks good. And you eat it, and then Miss Wilson, your teacher, comes around the classroom and like, Megan, where did the crayon go? And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. What crayon? You know, your teacher's like, you're like in pre-K and your teacher already knows your bullshit. It's like, nope. You ate it, didn't you? And you're just sitting there thinking about it. Teeth are got some blue in it. There's a half-eaten crayon on the floor and you're just sitting there like, nope, I didn't do it. And you look right at her, you know, because like, kids can be assholes. But so can teenagers. Like, I'm always telling my mom, like, you know, like, this girl, she ugly for that. I don't like her, she ugly. Because, like, as a teenager, I have two friends that, you know, they go to my school that I'm close with. But it's just, like, teenagers can be brutal, like, brutality, you know, like, they're mean to each other, and you know, I always say this to my friends, I always joke about this, but I always say survival of the fittest, like, you gotta be friends with who you gotta be friends with, you gotta act like you're friends with who you gotta be friends with. I know my friends would be like, you mean being a fake bitch, and I'm sitting there like, no. You gotta get in with the group. And they're like, being a fake bitch. And I'm sitting there like, no, of course not. I love all of these people. Like, I definitely am definitely not doing that. I'm not fake like that. You know, I'm not fake. I don't really know what crowd I'm entertaining when I write this stuff. Well, I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't write it. It comes straight out of my brain and straight out of my asshole of a mouth. I just say it. Probably isn't wise, like, but like, y'all, honestly. To be honest with you, man. It's just like, I swear I have a dad's mentality. Like, I babysit kids, and they're 10 and 8. 8 and a half, he likes to say. He's 9. But, like, I love them. They're super sweet. They think I'm hilarious. No, I'm just kidding. They think I am one of the dorkiest teenagers they know. I can promise you. Because when it comes to children, I'm the uncool dad. When I was a CIT at sailing camp, I was just like, one of the things I mostly do, I call them my boys because I babysit them, but one of the things I do is I'd be like, hey, do y'all want to hear my beatboxing skills? And you want to hear what I pull out of my ass? This, like, comes, I'm telling you, this comes from my ass. I sit there and I go, wiki, 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 wiki. And you know what? They give me the weirdest look. They're like, you know what? You're fucking retarded. And then guess what they do? They laugh their asses off. They think it's hilarious. They're laughing at me. But guess what? As the babysitter, that's your job. Yeah, you can be the cool one. But what's the point in being the cool one? They don't think you're funny. Also, I have to be very PG. Living in East Texas, people I babysit for, very Christian, very, very much family values, like so much family values that I have to be like the chill one. Like, I was listening to my hardcore rap music on a little mission trip I went with them, and they were like, we want to listen to your music, and I was like, no, I think it's too grown up for you, trying to hide the fact that I listen to rap music, and they listen to Christian music. And they're like, what you mean it's bad? And I'm sitting there like, fuck, they figured it out, they figured me out, jump out the window, we gotta go, we've been discovered. And I'm sitting there like, no, I listen to clean, you know, I have this one Christian rap playlist. So I'll whip that shit out. And I'm like, no, fine, you want to hear it? And they're all like, they're like, oh my god, we're gonna hear adult music. And it's like some, like, praise unto the Lord. Hands of communion. You know, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to make it sound cringy, but it's actually pretty good. Pretty good music. I ain't dissing on it. It's good. And they're sitting there like, oh, yeah, 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 I'm listening to adult music, yeah, yeah. And you know, the mom whips her head around, she's like, what are you listening to? I'm like, we're just listening to some Christian rap. You know how it be. And she's like, awesome. I'm like, yeah. I was talking about my Instagram to my mom at church. And she was like, hey, I should follow you. And I was like, oh yeah, you totally should. No, I have nothing inappropriate. Because being on my little drill team dance team, you get a demerit. Basically, you get, like, written up. You get punished for having bad stuff posted on your social media. So it's all clean, you know, family friendly. But it's still intimidating. The person you babysit for, basically your only job that you get money for, she out here watching what you post in, and you're just like, but, so, you know, if I ever do become a comedian, knowing that I cuss, I'm not gonna hit the right crowd. Okay, I don't know if you can probably hear, and it probably sounds like a disgusting ASMR. I'm eating a Reese's. Not gonna lie. I eat a lot. It's 2 o'clock and I just ate oatmeal. What? I'm at my mom's office. No, I'm at my office. I work for YouTube. No, just kidding. I have no life. I have no job. I work. No, why am I saying I work? The skit's over, Megan. Stop pretending to be somebody you're not. Ooh, shit. No, yeah, I am just at my mom's office. Oh, shit. What was that? I think I found a bug. Oh my god, I swear I just saw it and it's gone now. Got it. Sorry guys. Minor disruption. Ooh, that's spooky. Anyways. I eat a lot. Take bite of Reese's as I say that. But honestly, I don't have anything against people who eat a lot. Because I do that. That's okay. I do that too. No, yeah, I definitely do. But like, you know what? Be healthy. Eat food. Because guess what? We were meant to. You know, I want to be skinny. I want to be some Instagram model. But you know what, to me, the best comedians are the comedians that are not praised for their looks.